players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Well, good evening and welcome to Riley Field here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for some high school football tonight in the Northeast Kansas League. KCN plays host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at a CARE Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me. Upstairs here, Tom Counts, and that's a couple of teams who have gotten very different starts to their season as we move into game six of the year. But you never know how things are going to turn out. And here in Winchester on senior night, JCN is hoping to keep his good fortunes going.
Yeah, you know, you're talking not only Northeast Kansas League action, but you're also talking district action, as we're in District 3. Right now, JCN, the second team in this district with 39 points, and Valley Falls looking at negative 35 in the district standing. So both these teams looking to continue in district.
Here's that left foot kick, and we are underway. It'll be taken around 35-yard line, and JCN is going to get a short return up to around the 39. Chargers have the ball to begin things, and we are underway.
Duncan Alvarenga with the stop right there on the play. The up back who fielded that ball, Wyatt Silvers, a junior for JCN.
Here's the deal with the Chargers. All of their games have been quite one-sided. In fact, they have outscored their opponents 202-20 coming into the ball game here this evening. So you can tell it's not just all offense. That defense has been sparkling, with only two teams having scored a point against JCN this year. Here come the Chargers. First and 10 of their own 38. Little wraparound handoff into the left side of the line. Hit as he gets across the 40, falling forward to the 41. A quick 3-yard gain straight up the middle on the first play tonight.
Colin Carney comes up with the stop right there for the Dragon defense. Talk about the short gain now at 11:40 left. JCN quickly back up over the football. Valley Falls kind of struggling to get figured out on defense. They're going to come out in just a base 43 defense.
Senior quarterback Willie Lyons will take the snap, keep it himself, duck into the right side as he gets to the line of scrimmage. And he's going to lunge forward for another yard or two, tackled there by Chandler Martins. And for the Chargers, Gus, already it is a third down five.
Yeah, right now, JC, just a little behind the sticks on this third and five call with 11:10 left in this first quarter.
Nobody in the backfield. Motion's going to come to the right side towards the middle. Quarterback will take it, keep it himself again. Dive into the middle of the line. He's not going to get close. He'll fall forward for another yard, and JCN is going to go three and out as Flint Seymour for the Dragons comes up and makes a nice defensive stand. Would JCN roll the dice in the first minute of the game? Now it looks like they're going to go ahead and punt this thing away. So the Chargers have taken the opening kickoff. They went three and out. And the return is being set up by Valley Falls. Snap back is good. The punt away. It is high and hanging and not real deep. It'll bound outside the 25, roll to the 20, and go down to the 15-yard line. It's so poor. Valley Falls says, Colin Carney, watch that thing. He really wanted it. He wanted it bad, but he did the right thing. That was good judgment. He was well-coached and just let that ball rolls to a stop at the 15-yard line.
So for JCN, their first series of the night, a three and out. Valley Falls 10 deep in their own territory with ball down to the 15.
Dragons in their traveling togs here tonight with the white jerseys, the white pants, black helmets, black and gold lettering and trim. Here we go. It'll be quarterback Grant Meyer running the ball club. He's going to have a single man set up behind him on a first down. Hands off a little sweep to the left, cutting back into the middle, and there's just nothing there. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's just about all for Carter Pickerel. It's going to be a very, very short gain, if any at all.
That time coming up to make the stop for JCN. It was going to be Kyle Burnett, the sophomore defensive lineman.
You look at the Valley Falls team, Gus, and again, we saw them with ACCHS. Love the white uniform. Not only do I think it's a good-looking uniform, but the white uniform makes them look big, and I think they've got some big, big guys out there on the field. One of them coming wide to the near side for Valley Falls. They're going to fill a slot to the right. And again, quarterback is going to be Grant Meyer. He'll take it, roll to the left, looking downfield. Passes batted away and incomplete.
That time for JC and getting a hand up in the air. It looked like Rex Furman, the defensive end over there. Rex playing a defensive end position on this 43 defense for JC. And so standard 2D ends, 2D tackles, middle, outside, outside. So JCN, kind of line it up and say, let's go on the defensive side.
So far, we haven't seen a whole lot of yards gained. It has been the defenses that have been dominant in the first couple of possessions. Third down and 10 for the Dragons. And again, their quarterback is going to be Grant Meyer, brings him up to the line of scrimmage with a single man behind him. Double wing offense, hand off to sweep around the near side, crossing to 15, gaining a couple of yards, and matter of fact, probably going to lose a few more than that. And the penalty marker sails very near that edge or that corner of the point of tackle. You expect an offensive penalty here.
Yeah, you're going to figure probably a hold as we tried to turn the corner there. Yeah, holding Valley Falls. If I'm JC, go ahead and decline this, right?
You would think. I mean, why would you? Why would you not? You're already back at the 15-yard line.
Fourth and 10.
Yeah, it's going to be fourth and what? 8 or 9, maybe, or you push it halfway back, and there you go.
So they are going to give him, like 2 on the play. So let's call 4th and 8 for JC or for Valley Falls, and for the Dragons, they're looking at a 3 and out. So 6 offensive plays in, we're seeing 2 punts.
It is all defense early on. The snap is back. The punt from the 5 straight up near nowhere. It is going to land out of bounds because they're going to kind of get the trajectory, but it's going to be down around the 30-yard line. That's going to be about a 15-yard kind of a punt. They march it back, and so for JCN, the exchange of possessions has been very good. They pick up a lot of yardage. They're going to have a 1st and 10 and a real scoring opportunity. 1st and 10, they will mark it at the 31-yard line. Deep now in Dragon territory.
See, this is when people aren't really thrilled about punting the ball on 4th and 5. You go back to this on flipping the field and say, this is why you go ahead and kick that ball away.
Yep. Sheldon says no, but the answer is yes. Here's the snap back. Will is going to roll to the right side. gets to the 30, angles to the far sideline, looking for the down marker, and he's going to pick up a first and 10. We'll see where they'll have him bump out of bounds on the far sideline.
That time, Grady Smith over there to usher him out of bounds for the Dragon defense, but not before J.C. able to pick up a first down at the 9:16 mark.
Sun setting straight in front of us. A beautiful night. It is temperate. It is gorgeous here in Winchester this evening, and the Chargers will have the first down of the evening. First and 10, markers, Sayo, and we'll get a illegal procedure call. So JCN will cost us a 5. Guess why is it we're in the second half of the season and we're seeing still so many of that?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little, is it surprising to me? I'll put it that way. I'll just say it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of been an epidemic this season. As the season goes, typically the word is that it'll kind of taper itself out, but it just has not this year.
So first down, 15. Quarterback passes over the middle, and it's going to be caught at the 5-yard line. Touchdown, JCN. The Chargers with the pass right over the middle of Christopher Nolan, the junior, with the catch at the 5, and he rambles in. And it is 6-0 Chargers. We are less than 3 minutes into the game. We have had our third possession here tonight and our first point. Here comes the PAT. JCN does not kick. They will go for two for the balance of the evening. Will will take it. The ball gets away from him. It's on the ground. He's going to be hit, wrapped up, and that's point after unsuccessful, and we're taking our first time out of the game. It comes here with 9 minutes and 10 to go in the opening quarter in Winchester. Jeff North, 6. Valley Falls, nothing.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Jefferson County North, after having their first possession, end up in a 3-and-out on their second possession, moves it straight down the field, goes into the end zone and takes an early lead. And guys, I'm amazed at how quickly these first possessions have gone. Again, we 3 possessions in, and we are not 3 minutes into the game.
Well, for
they're going to have a 40 possession night.
Well, say for Valley Falls, though, they were throwing the ball a little bit, and JCN just hasn't been able to get the offensive clip quite yet.
Chargers are getting set to boot it away from their own 40-yard line. Virtually no breeze at all out here. The dust from the combine fields hanging in the air. The return is going to be begun at the 15. Cutting to the outside is going to be Colin Kearney, and he tries to get around the edge, but as he goes backwards, the kick coverage is right there to wrap him up. He's going nowhere.
Callister Wagner over there, a sophomore for the GC and kick coverage unit, able to make a stop on the play, and officials eye this thing up. It's going to be just inside the 25. They'll mark it down at the 23-yard line. Split the difference, and it'll be at the 23. It'll be first and 10 for Valley Falls.
So Valley Falls is going to send a receiver wide to the left side. It's going to be Duncan Alvarenga. Single man wide to the right side, and Colin Kearney. Backs on either side of quarterback Grant Meyer. Straight ahead, handoff, nothing. Back to the line of scrimmage. No more than that. It will bring up a second and 10. And as we alluded to it a little bit in the pregame comments on this one here tonight, as good as the JCN offense has been, the defense is really, I think, the strength here. They have absolutely just been giving up nothing.
Well, you talk about this JCN defense. I mean, for the first 3 weeks, they didn't give up a touchdown. Their first touchdown didn't come until September 26th against Pleasant Ridge.
Second down and 11. They'll say it's a loss of a yard. Back at the 22-yard line. QB's back, clears it over, and it's kind of thrown a little bit behind and certainly out of the reach of Colin Kearney. It will go incomplete. And suddenly, Valley Falls is in danger of another sub-1-minute possession, third and long.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, double-edged swords of throwing the football. And if you're not moving the ball, all of a sudden you're going to give JCN plenty of opportunities with it this evening.
So is there an answer to that? I mean, you're not moving the ball on the ground, so you figure you got to try to pick up a chunk so you throw the ball. But when you are unsuccessful, again, you have no time off the clock. So is there an answer here?
Nope.
Not really?
Not a good one.
Not a good one. Here we go on a third down call, a handoff into the left side. It's going to get to the edge, get back to the line of scrimmage, and the tackle is going to be made out of bounds. Stopping the clock at 8:16, and it will bring up a 4th and 10.
Yeah, that's on Knox Heston over there for GCN. Able to make the play on it, but for Valley Falls, a very short gain now with 8:08 left here in the first quarter. They're going to be set to punt the ball for the second time tonight. It's another three and out, right?
Yeah, another three and out. Last time they punted the ball, it did not go real well, but they're not going to punt now. They're going to go for it on fourth down at their own 22-yard line, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. Coach Snyder says, wait a minute, I got my return set up. We're going to take a break. Timeout, Joseph, it's 7:50 to go in the first. It's still JCN in front, 6-0.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back here to Riley Field. Gus and I are speculating whether Valley Falls was indeed actually going to run an offensive play on 4th down and 10 from inside their own 25-yard line, or if it was just a ploy to make JCN utilize the timeout. We're going to find out. They are, again, lining up in an offensive set, 4th down and 10 from their own 22.
Quick kick.
There's the quick kick, and he missed it.
Missed it.
It's on the ground. JCN is going to cover it up down at the 20-yard line. So the first punt went 15 yards. The second punt went no yards.
I guess you call it, I don't know.
Is that a
block? Turnover on downs? I mean, if you want to really get technical about it, it's probably an offensive play and a turnover on downs.
When you didn't kick it.
Right.
So it's not a punt.
If it's never punted, if it's not exactly blocked, I mean, it would technically just be a loss of yardage on the play and a turnover on downs. I'm sure StatCast really loved it.
Here's a handoff into the left side of the line and rambling for a quick 5-yard hitter. It'll go down to the 15-yard line. JCN moving the ball this time on the left side. So we haven't had Merrick carrying the ball a lot. Merrick Nolan, what is his first carries of the game? 7:20 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Chargers quickly back up. This time QB slides down. Will is going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to be spun down. May have lost a yard or two. How about that defensive play? Again, Flint Seymour stepping up big.
Yeah, Flint Seymour has played really well for this Valley Falls defense. He's one of those outside linebackers on this 43 defense. But he has done a nice job of assessing the play and getting clean shots on the ball carrier tonight.
So with a loss of a yard, it's going to pick up a 3rd down and a half a dozen just outside the 15-yard line, deep in Valley Falls territory. JCN quarterback back to throw. Will, looking right. Now pulls it back, rolls over to the left side, looking downfield, still looking. Now throws at the last moment, and it is caught at the 5-yard line. A spectacular catch by the Chargers and Rex Furman, just using that long frame and those long arms. Grabs onto that thing and hauls her in.
Yeah, that time step for step with him was the free safety right there, Grady Smith. But that was just a perfectly thrown ball. There's no defense for that pass right there. And great job by JCN. Now they're looking at a 1st and goal right here.
I'm going to tell you the key to that one, great blocking by the line. Because Will was able to have plenty of time for that thing to run. Now the quarterback is back, rolls to his right, throws on the run, caught in the end zone, touchdown. And once again, it is going to be Rex Furman with the catch. So he earned that one. Makes a big catch over the middle. And now, on the very next play, makes a catch in the end zone. And the Chargers double their lead. It is 12-0.
So back-to-back possessions for JCN have ended in touchdowns. And now they'll leave the offense out there for the 2-point conversion.
Chargers could look for two. Quarterback Elias takes a snap, drops back, looking over the middle, and it is caught. And did he make it into the end zone? No, the ball is dislodged. So the two-point conversion, not successful, and we're going to get another timeout. This one coming at 6:34 to go. We're still in the opening quarter. Jefferson County North 12, Valley Falls nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Well, the Chargers in their last two possessions have moved very briskly because they moved very briskly on what was in both possessions a very, very short field. It's easy to get into the end zone quickly when you only have to go 20 yards.
Yeah, I mean, right now, this ball game has been played, minus the first possession, from the, what, Valley Falls 35 and in?
Yeah, yeah, field short. Here's the kick away, and it'll be Kearney kicking it again to the 15. This time he'll try the right side, sidestep the first guy, gets to the 30, puts his head down, forges his way to the 34-yard line. It'll be first and a 10 for the Dragons. So Valley Falls runs their offense out of the field, and guess their offense is looking for something good to happen, okay? They just, something positive.
A little positivity would be nice. They had a three and out on their first possession, their second possession. It's basically a three and out. This will be their, what, like seventh offensive play?
Yes, correct. And last guy coming in. It's going to be quarterback Grant Meyer, brings the play in off the far sideline. There's going to be a single man in the backfield behind him. It is double wing offense, first and 10. Valley Falls from their own 35-yard line. Again, they'll go a little jet sweep around to the right side. The lateral pursuit for the defense is superb. It will be no gain, second and 10.
That time, Will Elias, along with 52. Going to be Trevor Kelly on the stop right there for JCN. So, again, JCN doing a real nice job of getting pursuit outside. And Valley Falls really wants to get outside those numbers and try to pick up their yardage there. But JCN has done a great job of just getting that lateral pursuit and not allowing Valley Falls to turn the corners.
Second down and 9. This time the handoff into the right side of the line, hit in the backfield, going to be dropped for a loss. Bring it a third down and about 11, maybe 12 to go. They were just nowhere.
That time, coming up to make the stop, Callister Wagner, the sophomore. We've seen him on a couple kick coverage type plays tonight, but nice one right there for JCN.
Yeah, got a superb crowd this evening. It's senior night. They recognize the Fall Sports seniors prior to the ball game. Valley Falls has brought their faithful along tonight. Not a terribly, terribly big road trip. Did not take too long to get from Valley to Winchester. Third down, 10. Dragons still looking for that elusive first and 10. So letting the clock run down. Look at Gus, this is smart. We're going to get down to 5 with the ball is snapped. QB's back, goes under duress. It's going to be caught at the 40, and he's going to be inches short. Or did he get it? I think he's just short. You're saying give it to him. We'll see what the officials say. Carter Pickerel with a nice catch, and then as he caught it, kind of turned sideways, leaned and twisted and stretched forward, and they're going to bring in a chain. Is that right? We don't get the chains anymore.
Don't we just do the eye in the sky anymore, and it tells you what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm looking at it with you. I'm like saying, go ahead and let's move those sticks. What do you say, huh? We'll get her stretched down. And, oh, yeah, that's not even close. First down, Dragon.
Why do you doubt me?
I don't. I doubt for a minute. Here we go. So maybe the little spark that Valley Falls has been looking for. That was a nice play, picking up a first down.
And the ball is at least on that side of the crown, so you would have thought it'd be a little easier.
Yeah, you didn't have to look over the hill.
Right.
Yeah. going to get a receiver wide to the near side. Again, that's going to be Collin. First down call. Penalty marker sale. The handoff into the middle of the line is going to net maybe a yard. But, again, the flag, and you know that this is not good for the offense.
Well, so we're going to call false start against the Dragons, and I'm going to tell you, I think it's the quarterback. We talked about it last night over at Highland Park, and we saw the quarterback doing this all night. Attacking the football as it's coming towards him, right? And the ball is snapped. He's, like, coming downhill to meet the football. And
so as a quarterback, you just wait for it. It's coming to you, right?
Going
to
get there.
Okay.
But I get it. You know it's the quarterback's run, and you want to get to that ball as quickly as you can, but then the quarterback kind of moving towards the line of scrimmage when the ball snaps.
But Seymour's going to come wide to the near side. Colin Kern is going to fill a slot to the right. Single receiver wide to the left side. It is going to bring up now a first and 15. And again, Valley Falls, they're letting this clock just tick right on down. Wait for that snap. QB rolls, gets away from the first defender. Gets away from the second, on the run, throws the ball, and it's going to be behind Collin, and it will go incomplete. And that will stop the clock at 4:03.
I like the play call right there. Get the quarterback booted out as Grant Meyer got to the sideline, trying to avoid some of those obstacles, and just let Collin Kearney kind of work out there in space. That time, running almost that choice route, hooked to the inside, realized the ball was going to go to the outside, works his way towards the sideline. Incomplete pass, but I like the overall play call for Valley Falls right there.
So for the Dragons, it'll bring up a second down at 15. Just inside their own 40-yard line. This is their best field position so far tonight. They trailed by the Chargers 12-0. They're going to try a little end around and at the point of tackle, a penalty marker sails, trying to get to the corner, Colin Kearney, but they stretched it out as he ran toward the far sideline. He was not able to get to the edge, but as he was being brought to the ground, we've got a marker, and it is going to be illegal use of hands against the offense.
That time, Cash Warner got into the backfield and really caused some problems with it. Now for JPN, they're going to have to think about this and decline it. Yeah.
Yeah, Coach Snyder didn't think very long. He made that quick indication. He's
going to make that a third and 15 now for Colt.
So for the Dragons, at 3:50 and counting to go here in the opening quarter, and trailing 12-0. Hey, on last third down, they came up with a big play over the middle. See if they've got something up their sleeve here on this third and 15. Again, the double wing offense. And the ball's dropped. Quarterback picks it up. He's being chased out of the backfield by Merrick, and he's going to be bumped out of bounds. Maybe up beyond the line of scrimmage, but it will still be a fourth and double digits for Valley Falls.
Then Callister Wagner, Cash Warner also over there to pursue the quarterback out of bounds, and it's going to stop the clock, as you mentioned, with 3:24, and it's going to bring up a fourth and 18 for Valley Falls, and expect this to see their third punt formation of the night.
Okay. The first one went for 15. The second one
went
nowhere. And we'll see. If they're going to go ahead and line up in a traditional punting formation. And once again, it's going to be the kind of jack-of-all-trades out there. Colin Kearney standing on his own 25-yard line, punts it away. Snap is good. This kick is very nice. It is high. It turns over. It's going to be fielded and dropped at the 45. Picked back up. Up the right side, across midfield, down in front of the Valley Falls mansion, near the Dragon 40-yard line. So, Gus, the net on that punt might be zero.
Well, our turn right there for JCN, and that time Christopher Nolan. As he dropped it, how many times do we see that happen on punts?
Yep.
When you drop it, you go down. It actually forces those defenders to get a little too close to you. And so by the time you pick it up, you're able to just kind of sneak by them. You break about two tackles, you're off to the races. So a big return. And this thing, again, JTN, comfortable playing this ball inside the 40.
Will's going to make a pitch to Merrick. He'll try the outside, get hit in the backfield, gets away from the first guy. Will not get away from Colin Kearney, who puts on the big old bear hug and brings him to the ground. First guy down there was Grady Smith, who slowed him up and turned him back into the middle. Second down, 13 for JCN. As we go inside, 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. It is 12 to nothing. Chargers out front here at home on senior night. Will Elias with a very long count. Second down call. Will keep it himself. Got some great lead blocking. Look at that. And he will get inside the 40-yard line. Because I am extremely impressed with Wyatt Silvers. He was the lead guy coming out of the backfield, okay? He is a senior. He is in the book as a tight end, but, you know, bringing back into the backfield as a blocking back, and he did a great job of making a little room for a well to follow. It's third and six. Got to get it down to the 31-yard line. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Chargers with the third down, half a dozen. Will is back, goes over the middle, and it is going to be out of the reach of his intended receiver, Rex Spurman. And when you've got a long, tall, long-armed receiver like that, you like to go to him, and you also can feel like you can put the ball out in front of him a little bit, which is what he had done right there, and he may be able to reach out, stretch out, get that thing. Couldn't get that one.
I think maybe my favorite thing happening right now for Valley Falls, they've shifted from the 43 to the 34. Drop that defensive tackle back to a middle linebacker right now.
On fourth down, Chargers are going to go for it. Elias is back, throws it over to the left side. It's going to be complete and going to be at the 30-yard line, and that is going to be probably just enough. About a half a yard to move the sticks. It'll be a JCN first down. Well, guys, that was a, if it is the first down that I believe that it is, that was a great route. And to have the awareness when you're completely across the field from the sticks to know where you had the gap.
Yeah, you look across the field, you figure out exactly where that ball needs to get. You knew it had to be the 30-yard line. So a nice job of running that route, pushing forward, making sure you picked up the yard necessary to the 30-yard line.
Doc Hess into the backfield on the left side of the quarterback, but he'll head off to the right side. Inside the 30, 25, breaks the tackle to the 20, hit at the 10-yard line, first and goal for JCN inside the 10-yard line. That was just a quick hitter and an explosive run by Merrick.
Yeah, and Duncan Alvarenga finally able to make the tackle on the play, and what was it, touchdown-saving tackle. And that time we saw Valley Falls just go straight to a bare front, which means you put man-on-man-on-man up front. Well, the problem with that is there's no real linebackers to back you up.
Well, hands off. Merrick will go inside the five, down to the 3-yard line. And it'll bring up a second and goal, and they're knocking on the door for their third score of the quarter.
Making a tackle on the play right there, Tucker Edmonds, the sophomore for Valley Falls.
Just over a minute to play in the opening quarter, and already leading a 12-0, Jefferson County North is threatening. Again, they'll step up over the football. Quarterback Willie Lyons will have a single running back on his left hand. A bit of a wing receiver on the right. Hand off to Merrick. He'll put his head down, twist, turn, lean, falls forward, and goes into the end zone. Touchdown, JCN.
So JCN, after going three and out on their very first possession, have now hit touchdowns on the last three drives.
And once again, they will bring it up to the line and go for the two-point conversion. Their first two, obviously, not successful, as we're now 18 to nothing. Chargers are going to send Brody Van Dyke wide to the right side. They're going to go wide to the left side also with Wyatt Silvers. QB will take it. Penalty marker sale prior to the snap.
And,
yeah. Their JCN is going to back it off a little bit, and they're not going to change this call. It's going to be the same play. Whatever that play is, it's going to be the same play.
How about this? This is the first rushing touchdown of the night for JCN.
Knox Heston's going to check out of the game. Nick Cahill will come in as they move this thing back to the 8-yard line for the 2-point conversion. Well, Elias will take his time, takes the snap, drops back. So quarterback rolls left, goes into the back of the end zone, caught! The 2-point conversion successful, and we've got a timeout on the field as Rex Furman adds a couple of more points. The break at 52 seconds left in quarter number one. It's all Chargers, Jeff North, 20, Valley Falls scoreless.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, it's great to have you along with us here this evening. We're at Riley Field here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas, where in this district game is Northeast Kansas League game, the opening quarter, and we're in the last minute of that first quarter. It has been pretty largely dominated, Gus, by JCN, who after that first possession, they have been unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, JCN went three and out on their very first possession. Then it scored touchdowns, two passes by Will Elias, and then a touchdown run by Merrick Knoll right there. JCN, that 20-point advantage right now here in the first.
And for the Chargers, there has not been a long field. They've had short fields through the game. Here's a kick away. It'll be taken once again spot on the 15-yard line. That is where they all land. Coming up the right side is going to be Colin Kearney. Gets to the 30, 35, falls forward near the 38-yard line. First and 10, Valley Falls. The JCN kickoff, because it couldn't be more mechanical. It lands exactly on the 15-yard line every time, spot on. So for the Dragons, one, depending on how you run it, maybe two plays left here in quarter number one.
They're going to prefer that it's one. I mean, we've seen Valley Falls on that last possession. They have now started kind of looking at the official, running some time.
Handoff is going to go to the second man into the line. He'll put his head down, get to the 40, slow walk it forward a little bit, and a nice run by Carter Pickerel. He'll take it across the 40-yard line, picking up about five on a first down carry.
Nice run right there by Pickerel. Good blocking downfield by Samuel, sitting up the senior offensive lineman. Able to get downfield, help open up that hole. 5-yard game brings up second and five, and now we're down to 20 seconds remaining here in this first quarter.
By Silvers is going to rotate back into the JCN defense, and there may not be another play here in the opening quarter. We'll see. They come out over the ball, but now we're down inside 10. Watching the clock, watching the count. They will not snap it. That is the end of the opening quarter. We'll take a timeout of the field after one in Winchester. Chargers 20, Dragons nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
With the two teams huddled up on their sidelines around their respective coaches, we welcome you back once again here to Winchester, Kansas. Usually about this time, Gus, we start mentioning and previewing just a little bit and teasing tomorrow's Benedictine football game, but I refuse to do that tonight. I'm just not going to. I won't do it.
I'm not going to waste your breath.
No! Ravens have the annual off day that is enjoyed by the entire Heart of America Athletic Conference in this week, so there will be no game for the Ravens or for any team in the Heart tomorrow. But then, after that, we're nonstop to what, Christmas?
Joseph's blood pressure came down a little bit today because he's not, you know, sitting there yelling at us over the checklist of things we haven't done for him yet.
You got keys to the game. You got that the halftime.
Yeah, you know.
Joseph takes care of us, man. I don't know what we would do with that. If Joseph, we appreciate you. He's our producer and engineer in the K Radio Sports Studio.
Give it about 24 minutes and we'll screw something up.
Yeah, we got time to make that happen. First play of the second quarter. Here's a pitch to the running back, and moving forward, it's going to be Colin Kearney taking it back across the 40-yard line, ultimately gaining a couple of yards before he is slung to the ground just short of the 45-yard line. It'll leave a third down and three. How about Knox Heston for
for James Sheehan making that stop. And Colin Kearney, not an easy guy to tackle. He is really a big guy, strong, athletic.
Yeah, you talk about just a big guy. And, again, we kind of talked about it a little bit in the pregame, but those white jerseys make him look that much bigger.
And the zero.
Yeah, he's a 90.
Where's that zero number? I love it. Third down, 3. Cali falls to the football at their own 44-yard line. Quarterback is back, hands over, and straight into the middle. Pushed back short of the first down. Because this may legitimately be a point at which you do leave the offense out there on fourth down. It's going to be fourth down and a big yard
that time
across the 45.
That time making the stop on the play for JCN. Alex Easterday, a junior defensive lineman, he did a great job because it looked like the running back was going to pick up the first down, but he grabbed him by the foot, and there was no advance to that point. And if you're Valley Falls, you're kind of near midfield, I would roll the dice here.
Absolutely. You've given the ball back to JCN on shorter fields than this. Here we go on a fourth down and a long yard, just across their own 45-yard line. Drag us with the football. Quarterback with two backs in, hands off running back, pushes his way forward. He is going to have it, but then pays the price. You don't think so?
Not even close.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Yeah, he's got it.
He is short by the length of the football, and if they give it to him, it is a much better spot than it was. I'm looking right down the line.
I know you're
getting back to the line.
You cannot have a more perfect spot than where you're standing.
That was a stonewall hit by Merrick Knoll.
The reason was that kind of a hit, the running back, Dennis Murphy, would not be happy. He was just about straight up as he went into the line.
Yeah, see, and I know some coaches are, you can't run straight up. I don't mind a guy that runs straight up. You can see the field better.
And a stretch, and he's on the ground, and it's a link short. You're right. First down, JCN. That was he was going to get on his hands and knees and look at it.
That was a generous spot. So, even with the generous spot, it's going to be just short. And so a second turnover tonight on downs by Valley Falls, and for JCN, they'll start possession number 5 of the evening.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Merrick Knoll gets all the credit for that because most of the time that running back falls forward.
Picks exactly.
Up 2 more yards, you know, a 6-foot frame, and you got it easily. But what a great defensive play. Chargers have it first down. Quarterback on a delay run at the 45-40. On the outside, Will at the 30. Will to the 10. Back at the 5. It doesn't make a bit of difference. More markers on the ground. It cuts the penalty. Our epidemic here in, week 6?
You know how we talk about sometimes there's a holding penalty that had nothing to do with the play? That holding penalty had everything to do with the play. I mean, it was a huge hook right there, and I kind of laughed for a moment. I was like, I'm not sure if they're going to call that, but the time reached out and completely turned a linebacker around, and that's a tough break right there for JCN. Now, they will gain some yards on it. They should probably gain about a yard on it. Yeah. Bring up 1st and 9.
So the ball will be at the 45-yard line. I guess if you're going to commit the infraction, at least you commit it downfield far enough that you gain, pick up a little something. Anyway, right? At the 45-yard line. Here come the Chargers. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter. First down call for Jeff North. Hand off to Merrick. He'll follow the blocking. Bounce out, and hit. And a nice individual tackle on the far side. And the stop at the line of scrimmage. How about Tucker Edmonds?
Yeah, that's on Tucker Edmonds. Big defensive end was able to just kind of slide out, make the hit on the play. No gain. Just give him a yard again. It'll be 2nd and 8.
Just inside the 45-yard line in Dragon territory with 9 minutes and 20 to go in the first half.
There's somebody out there saying, wait, you're going to give him a yard and call it 2nd and 8? Your math is off.
QB slides. Oh, it's a little reverse, and there's some daylight over here. It's a 45. Hit short of the 40, and that was a one-man stop. Holding the play up, Tucker Edmonds, and then Flint Seymour comes over to finish the stop. It is 3rd and 5.
You know, this is an impressive job right there by JCN to hold on to the football because Edmonds held him up, but when Flint Seymour came in, he tackled the ball, just reached in, ripped him to the ground with the football. Great job just holding on to the ball right there.
3rd down 5 at the 42-yard line. Quarterback is back. Has his man picked up and dropped in and out of the hands of a defender, Gus, and I thought Duncan Alvarenga was going to
pull that thing away.
I'm telling you, I think it surprised Duncan a little bit because that ball came in hot, and actually the intended receiver on that route is, I believe that looks like it was
probably
intended for Rex.
Yeah.
He hadn't even got his head turned around, and that ball just snuck up on everybody, and Alvarenga had a shot at it.
Chargers are going to go for it on a fourth down, 5 at the 42-yard line of the Dragons. QB back, lobs one over the middle. He's got his man, and Rex makes the catch over the shoulder inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line.
That time, Furman working in front of the defensive back, and that time, Alvarenga saves the touchdown.
So the Chargers go for it on fourth, don't get just the first down yardage. They get about 15 or 18 on top of that. Move the sticks. And with 8.5 to go in the first half, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break the second time out of the game by JCN, coming at 8:32 to go in the first half. It is Chargers 20, Dragons nothing.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock. Then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out today with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
Okay, JCN coming out of the timeout. Let's see what head coach Jeff Schneider has hatched up over here. 8.5 to go in the half. Chargers have it first and 10. Now down at the Valley Falls 22-yard line. Merrick Noel in the backfield. Will is the quarterback. Back to throw. Lobs one. Right side. Has a man. Caught. Touchdown. Chargers. The catch by Brody Van Dyke, the sophomore wide receiver. And it'll be the fourth TD of the opening half by JCN.
And the third touchdown pass of the evening by Will Elias. And how about this? Will has 3 touchdown passes to 3 separate receivers tonight.
And now the Chargers, who are, 1 for 3 on 2-point conversions, going to run for another one right here. Will's got a back on each side of him. Swings his tight end motion to the right. It's going to be Furman. Hands off running back. Hit. It's going to be dropped at the 5 for a loss. And again, the 2-point does not work. We're taking a quick timeout now at 8:26 to go in the first half. Chargers continue to extend their lead. JCN 26. Valley Falls nothing.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
But 8 minutes and 26 to go in the opening half here. This is at JCN campus. It is Riley Field. Welcome, everyone. The Chargers at home have pushed their lead now to 26-0. And, Gus, I'm pretty excited. It is senior night here. Does that mean that I get to go to the concession stand and I get free goods?
I would think. No, they gave you a discount when you came in on your ticket price.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel better about it all. Here comes the Georgia kickoff. It is short, bounding, taken at the 20. Up the right side is going to go Colin, hit at the 30, and that's going to be the end of that return. Now, this is something we talked about, how good the JCN defense is and the fact that they have shut out most of the teams they've played this year. When that first contact occurs, that's just pretty much where it stops. I mean, you don't see guys pulling away or escaping that initial contact. We've got a score. Here we go.
we've got a score that kind of impacts this district. I say kind of. It does impact this district. At the end of the first quarter, Jackson Heights leads Onega 7-0. So
that game's still...
Well, the Buffalo's hanging right in there.
I was going to say, the Buffalo's holding tight with the Cobras right now at the end of the quarter.
You know that's spelled with an O-E-N.
Yeah, the E.
First and 10 from the 30. Hand up into the middle, and the ball wraps up. No game. Pops out. J.C. Hitt's going to come up with it. I kept seeing the Charger players jumping up and down. I never saw the ball hit the ground, but it does. And J.C. Hitt is going to take it away on first down. So for the Chargers, the defense does not spend much time on the field. One play. And back out's going to come the offense with a 26-0 lead, looking for more.
Now, in a tighter game, this would be the type of play where you dial one to the house.
For sure. Oh, yeah, you go straight to the end zone with this. Wide to the left side, Christopher Knowles back. Our QB's back. Rolling right. Will looks right, throws right, and coming back for the ball, and the pass is going to be a little bit short. A diving effort made, but is not caught here on the near side by Brody Van Dyke. Yep. And it will bring up a 2nd and 10. Brody Van Dyke. We'll be pulling out the old crystal ball. You ready for this? Brody Van Dyke will take snaps before this game is over. What do you think?
Well, I'm feeling good about it.
Probably pretty safe. Then.
Yeah, I think that's pretty solid.
That's a limb I go out on. Okay.
That's a minus 180 call.
Right, maybe more.
2nd down 10. Where JC is. Pass over to the left side is caught at the knees at the 25, pulling away from a tackle down to the 20. Going to pick up a first down short of the 15-yard line. Moving the chains. JCN moving the football.
Christopher Knoll over there on the catch. You had Simo sending out making the tackle for Valley Falls, but not before. JCN able to get this thing down to the 15. That'll be 1st and 10 there. Can I tell you, now every high school we go to, I kind of miss the Effingham sticks.
Oh, there's no replacing those. No one can hold a candle to those. Here's a pass right side taken by Nick Cahill. He'll angle toward the 10, be dropped at the 12. A lot of running, picked up 3.
That time Colin Carney makes the stop on the play for Valley Falls.
2nd down at JCN.
So does that mean Sabrina has spoiled us?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Probably.
We get treated too well out there, and those first down sticks are absolutely untouchable by anyone we've seen at any level. 7.5 to go in the half. Quarterback will hand off right side to the 10-yard line, maintaining his balance to the 5 and leaning for the goal line, but coming up just short. The carry by Cahill.
That time, Duncan Albarango with another big tackle just shy of the goal line. It'll be 1st and goal. For JCN at the 1.
Every guy in the backfield for JCN is saying, Coach Snyder, give me the ball here. I want this next score. Inches away, and here's the handoff, and walking into the end zone is going to be Nick Cahill. And JCN sends another different player into score. They have shared the ball well tonight.
5 touchdowns tonight by JCN by 5 different players. You've got Christopher Knoll, Rex Furman, Merrick Knoll, Brody Van Dyke, and now the touchdown right there. So, by Cahill.
And your quarterback has not even carried one in yet. So, here comes a 2-point attempt by Jeff North. If they have had any chink in the armor tonight, it's been this, right? Yeah. Well, with a long count, we'll keep it. He will angle, he will turn it up, and he will go in. 2-point conversion is going to be good by Will Elias, taking another timeout. We've still got 7-1 to go. We're still in the opening half, and it is still all Chargers. JCN leading at 34-0.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Riley Field. Okay, guys, you know, everybody enjoys being a cheerleader, right? They like cheering in the stands, the cheerleaders down on the sideline, having a great time. Except when you're as high scoring as the JCN team, and they do the little routine where there's a push up or something for every point, and they're already at 34 with 7 minutes to go in the half. You're going to be a tuckered out person before this thing is over with, right?
I would want to be the number 35, right? It's like, oh, she didn't have to go again.
Oh, my. There we go. Chargers getting set to boot it away yet again.
So for JCN, 5 straight touchdowns on 6 possessions tonight. As that last one was set up, though, after a Valley Falls fumble on a 1-play drive.
High short kick, fielded at the 25, dropped, picked back up, and the tackle at the 30-yard line.
That time making the stop for JCN, it's going to be Alex Easterday. Talk about the junior. We've called Alex quite a few times this evening.
6:55 to go, and for Valley Falls, yeah, I think they're just, again, we talked about it last possession. You need to get up a couple of first downs, just trying to find something that's going to work for you. You know, you got to look to that. Wide to the left side for Valley Falls. We're going to have Duncan Alvarenga. We've used his name a lot. He's been big participant in the game tonight. Here's a handoff right side to AJ, and Reeves is brought down before he can regain the line of scrimmage. He tried to get to the outside, but the defense was back there so quick.
Yeah, and so chasing corners are dropping right on the snap. If I'm Valley Falls right here, you want to talk about just needing something good to happen? Just a hitch. Like, quarterback take the snap, turn to the left, fire it out into the flat. Get some one-on-ones right there. Get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly. Try to pick up a few yards right here.
And I was going to say, immediately on that catch in the advance, you're going to get 3 or 4.
Right.
Yeah.
I think John Oakley once said that 3 times 4 is 12.
3 times 4 is 12, baby. Here goes a little reverse to the left side, cutting back across the green, running into a little blocker and getting across the 30-yard line, picking a positive yard, and it's over the beginning about 3. That was a nice play in the middle by Colin Kearney.
Now, I like that little bit of a misdirection right there by Valley Falls. Everybody going one way, running back and kind of counter underneath to the other side. And a nice little pickup. Try to get some positive yards right there. Now you're looking at 3rd and 7. Again, you pick up 4 here, all of a sudden you're sitting at a 4th and 3.
And again, Valley Falls is going to be extraordinarily patient. They do not wait for the countdown, and they're going to try that same play, only to the other side, getting the ball into the hands of Carter Pickerel, who is not able to get it to turn upfield. It'll bring up a 4th down 6.
That time coming in, make the stop for GCN. What, Jesse Knoll?
Yeah, Chargers are going to bring the kick return unit out of the field. Christopher Knoll is going to be back deep, it looks like, with Nick Cahill.
Two punts.
I'm assuming that they're going to be punting this away.
Two punts so far for Valley Falls tonight.
Well, it's certainly lining up where it would have to be a quick kick on a 4th down 6. They have what would look to be an offensive set in place at their own 34-yard line. Snap back. They're going to go for it on 4th down. Deep drop, setting up a screen. It's going to be Connor on the left side, picking up a 1st down across the 40, up near the 45-yard line, walking a tightrope 50. Still on his feet, inbounds at the 30. Hit from behind, down to the 25-yard line. There is no question. The biggest play of the game for Valley Falls happened right there.
Yeah, Valley Falls doing a great job flinging it out into the left flag. Carter Pickerel made a couple nice moves, sidestepped a would-be defender, able to take that thing all the way down to the JCN 25-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 right there for the Dragons.
And here's the thing. The beauty of it was he so nearly stepped out of bounds into the JCN sideline but was able to plant that foot, keep himself in the field of play, and then accelerate down the edge.
We've got a halftime already.
Wow. And I thought, but it takes some time to score this many points.
Right? I'm going to not tell you what the game was. I'll let Joseph do that at the break. It's 0-0.
Oh, wow. Not here. QB back to throw on a 1st down play. Rolling back. Down throws one downfield, and he's got to get this thing safely out of bounds and out of play and incomplete.
That time, Kearney was over there also. Flint Seymour. So, had 2 receivers in the general vicinity of it, but going to fall safely out of bounds and stop the clock at 3:54.
By the way, in case you are wondering, and not that I paid any attention, but for Valley Falls, there are 19 suited out athletes. For JC, and there are 29 suited out athletes. And you might say, well, that's 10. That's a huge difference. That is a full lineup and then some difference, you know? Second and 10. Just inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 34-0. Chargers here at home and out in front.
11. Grady Smith quarterbacking on this play.
Duncan Albaringa is going to be wide to the left side. And they'll hand it off to Colin. He stops trying to find some room and cannot. He'll be wrapped up at the 30-yard line. Lose about four.
That time Brody making the stop on that. Brody Van Dyke, the sophomore, able to get back there and make the hit. And it will bring up a third down.
Yeah, third down and probably about 14 back at the 30-yard line. And here's what happens. Looking for some running room. Finally, Colin plants a foot. Going to cut back into the middle. He's done that a handful of times today with some success. But that time the defense had filled in and was swarming it around it.
Well,
again, for the Dragons, it is Grady Smith, number 11. He's a junior.
That time he walked all the way to the sideline, gets the play call, and then runs it all the way back in.
So Grady's running the ball club on this series. 3 minutes to go in the half. Hand off into the right side of the line, and very short yardage for Carter Pickerel. He'll get it down to the 30. Give him a yard or two, and it is.
That time
fourth down again.
That time no hole produced itself as collapsed quickly in there, making the hit. Alex Easter did. All we've done on this defensive side is call a lot of Alex tonight.
He's been all over the place, hasn't he? We talked about the white uniforms for Valley Falls, but we failed to mention that Jefferson County North in their home green. It is that forest green jersey and helmet, black, it looks like, but in fact, charcoal gray pants with white lettering and trim. Fourth down and about 14. QB's back to throw. Timing pattern throws to the right side, and it is going to be out of reach and over the head of his intended receiver. The clock will stop. The direction of the ball will change, and back into the game will come the Jeff North offense.
That time you had a deep out. You had a post. But the problem was the quarterback, instead of the deep out, I think he was looking for a flag to the back and just a little miscommunication right there. The ball fell incomplete. And JCN had a couple defenders that chased it down, but did a nice job of keeping their hands to their side and watching that ball go to the ground. That is a tough thing as a defensive back to not want to intercept that ball.
I have no facts to support this, but I'm not so certain that this is not the poorest field position to begin a series for JCN here tonight. At their own 30-yard line. Here's a pitch over to the right side, cutting back into the middle and being bulldogged to the ground is going to be Merrick Knoll. That defender grabbed him by the shoulder pads and flipped him to the ground like he was nothing. That was a great defensive play. Gain of a couple of yards, second down, 8, as we have now gotten into the last 2 minutes of the opening half. JCN quickly. Back up over the football. Well, Elias looks way out to the left side where he has a pair of receivers. Will keep it himself. Gets a nice trap block and goes up to around the 38-yard line. Okay, here's the deal, Gus. On that play, huge props in there to Kyle Burnett. Did you see him get back, take a step back, run over, and lead blocked in for the quarterback into the right side of the line?
Yeah, nice job getting up there, kind of leading on that power play. We talk about the run on that last play. JCN had two receivers out to the left side. Valley Falls only ran a cornerback and dropped the safety in the box. So two receivers, one defender.
On a third down, 2, the handoff to the left side, and they'll pick up about 5. Merrick Knoll continued to have a big night. Gus, on what for him has been a big season.
Yeah, and so for JCN, if they're going to punch this one in here before the half, they're going to have to start getting a little aggressive. We're down to 60 seconds left in the first half.
First and 10 for the Chargers at own 45-yard line. Right now, they're working against themselves a little bit and just try to see if they can bring the ball downfield with no time. Now the quarterback is going to be hit. He's going to be swarmed. He is going to be sacked for the loss of 2. For the Chargers, here's a big deal. They've used 2 timeouts already, so now they have 1 remaining, and that is going to impact this series as they will take this timeout, their final timeout right here,
and we'll return for the last 37 seconds of the ballgame on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, where JCN leads Valley Falls 34-0.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
All right, here's how it shakes out with 37 seconds remaining of the ball game's first half in the first half. And no timeouts remaining. Jefferson County North, with a 34-0 lead, has the football at their own 43-yard line, second down and 11.
Do you think Coach Snyder in the back of his mind is thinking, man, I wish I would have used that first timeout?
Yeah, saved one of them. They'll flare it over into the near flat. It's bounced around and nearly picked off by a lineman who dives for the football. It's going to go incomplete. And, Gus, huge props on the headlong dive for the Dragons by Dylan Herring.
Dylan saw that ball coming in his direction. I didn't know it was off the ground, but, hey, dive for it. Make the official make that call. And now on a 3rd and 11 with 33 seconds left, JCN's got it with no timeouts remaining.
They're at their own 44. And here's Merrick. He'll go outside, hit Colin Carney with the rep and the stop. Merrick never got near the line of scrimmage, and we got a little altercation at the 45-yard line, and we have markers on the ground. After the play, 20 yards away, Gus, from the play, a little flurry of activity, and here comes the preliminary indication. It will be unsportsmanlike conduct. Dragons. So as soon as they come up with a great play to stop the surge and stop the offensive drive, it's going to be a first down.
And I know you wouldn't have liked it. I would have been fine with a unsportsmanlike by both teams, you know, maybe just offset it. It was just kind of one of those things. You had a couple players talking. One went to the ground. It was kind of a baited play.
Yeah, they could have slipped on a banana peel. You don't know what happened out there, right?
So now the ball will be moved down to the Valley Falls 40-yard line with 23 seconds remaining.
And again, with no timeouts, Chargers are going to be throwing this thing all over the field because if they run it, they got one play. Pass left side, batted in the air and knocked away. It's incomplete.
That time, Tucker Edmonds, the big sophomore, got his paw in the air and knocked that football away. It'll stop the clock now with 20 seconds to go.
And J.C. has been very effective throwing the ball tonight when they've thrown over the middle and when they have been tossing basically to Rex Furman, their big wide receiver. He's been fabulous in traffic because he's so big. Here we go on the second and long. Quarterback running, got all day. Now throws over the middle. He's going to have his man at the 30, at the 25. Stays in play. Down to the 20-yard line. Clocks at 9, 8, 7. Clocks at 5. And now they're going to stop it at 5 seconds.
But
one play.
No, you better go because, look, they're going to start the play on that.
Here we go. We wind it up. 4 seconds. 3. There's the snap. Last play of the half. The pass over the middle. Intercepted. And how far will he come back with it? There's one block. And he's just going to surrender at the 10-yard line. And it's halftime in Winchester. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The teams are coming off the field and headed to the locker room. The score, Jefferson County North 34, Valley Falls nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this. The Amberwell Community Health Fair is back Saturday, October 11th from 8 to noon at the Atchison Elementary School. This free event is open to all and makes for a great family day. Enjoy games, giveaways, bounce houses, and hands-on activities. Watch a vehicle extraction demonstration, try your surgical skills on a pumpkin, or get health checks like blood pressure, blood sugar, and hearing tests. Don't miss it. Saturday, October 11th from 8 to noon at the Atchison Elementary School.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Winchester, halftime, finds the homestanding Jefferson County North Chargers out in front of Valley Falls, 34-0. Gus, the start of the game, it was like nip and tuck. Neither team could do anything. Each team goes three and out, and then the Chargers offense showed up.
Yeah, the Chargers offense, after that first possession, it just kind of went wild. They were able to score on, what, the five of the next six possessions right there. And you talk about the scoring for JCN. They were able to spread the love to a lot of different players. Will Elias threw three touchdown passes to three separate receivers, and then the two touchdown runs came by other players as well. So all five touchdowns today by five separate players. We'll recap it real quick. Is the scoring got started on a 23-yard touchdown pass from Will Elias to Christopher Knowles. At the 6:34 mark of the first quarter, Will Elias then with a 5-yard touchdown pass to Rex Furman. The 52 seconds left in the first quarter, Merrick Knoll ran the first rushing touchdown of the night. Then at 8:26 in the second quarter, a 22-yard pass from Will Elias to Brody Van Dyke. And at the 7:01 mark, we had a 1-yard Nicholas Cahill run. And then the last 7:01, we didn't see another score. Start looking back at all of those points, we only saw two successful two-point plays. Will Elias ran one in on the 7:01 mark, and he also threw one to Rex Furman to complete that Merrick Knoll touchdown.
So the Chargers have done tonight what they've done to every team so far this season, and that is get a big lead, keep them off the board, and look pretty impressive doing it.
Yeah, keeping them off the board has been a big thing for this team all season. The first three games of the year, they didn't give up a single score. Then you go to September 26th against Pleasant Ridge. They gave up two touchdowns to Pleasant Ridge, winning that ball game 50-12. And last week at Onega, they did give up a touchdown as they defeated Onega 26-8 last week on the road. Right now, though, looking to pitch maybe what looks to be their fourth. Yeah, looking to pitch their fourth shutout of this season.
Well, we'll be back here in Winchester to see if that is exactly what happened as it's halftime at Riley Field. We'll be back with the second half live with that intermission score. Jefferson County North 34, Valley Falls nothing. We kick it back to our man Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, well, tomorrow we're not going to have anything right here at Hot Country 93.7 as the Benedictine Ravens are on the bye week along with the rest of the Heart of America Athletic Council. We do have, of course, over on our sister stations, KNZA and KMZA, which would be, 103.9 and 92.1 respectively. We will have college football as TCU is coming to Kansas State. Kickoff is set for 2:30, but you want to turn in right around 12:30 or so to get all of that pregame show. Then on Sunday, of course, on KMZA and KLZA, we will have NFL football as the Detroit Lions are visiting the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:20 in the evening. Tune in right around 6 o'clock or so to get all of that pregame show. Coming up on Thursday, of course, we'll have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs right here at Hot Country 93.7 at 5:15 or so, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. Then we will be having, of course, Friday night football, as we will have Parsons at Atchison. Tune in right around 7 p.m. for that game. Then we will have Benedictine at Central Methodist next Saturday. That would be Saturday the 18th. And that game has got a 1 p.m. kickoff. Tune in right around, I'd say, about 12:35 or 12:40 for all of that pregame show. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a final to report. In the Axtell-St. Paul game, Axtell came out with 56 points to St. Paul's 0, and that final was earlier in the evening. Hayden beat, leading Holton right now at 36-6 at the half. Hiawatha is leading Oskaloosa 42-6. In the Jackson Heights Onega game, looking at it on the screen, I've got Jackson Heights at 35, Onega 0, and it looks like it's just beginning halftime right now. In the Silver Lake Riley game, Silver Lake is on top at the half, 21-8. Nemaha Central leads Sabetha 22-11. And in this game, we've got JCN leading Valley Falls 34-0. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the forecast.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the National Weather Service, we are expecting increasing clouds with a low around 52 and light northeast winds this evening. Tomorrow, it could be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 77, calm wind becoming east to southeast by 5 to 7 miles per hour in the morning. In the afternoon, we are looking for that high of 77. Saturday night, we will have a low of around 59, partly cloudy with an east-southeast wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Currently outside right now here in downtown Atchison, Kansas, we are sitting at 72 degrees. It feels like 72 out there with the winds out of the north at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity at 54%. The dew point, 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.07 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom and Gus Couts live from the field as JCN and Valley Falls right now are sitting at JCN 34, Valley Falls 0 in just a moment.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
Back once again here to Riley Field on the campus of Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas, where Northeast Kansas League and district opponents matching up tonight, JCN, with a 34-0 lead. We're getting ready to go to the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, great job, man. Producing, engineering, handling the business back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. Thank you so much. Gus Counts with me here. And Gus, tell you what, Jefferson County North, we had not seen them since week one when we were here with them as they hosted MHMA. But we've been watching the scores and following them, and they are every bit as good as we think they are, I think. I believe, truly.
Yeah, I mean, you start looking at those first 3 weeks. They won 40-0 against Warren Hillmount Academy, beat Horton by 48, and defeated Oskaloosa by 38. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. They gave up their first touchdown of the season. Pleasant Ridge ended up scoring 12, but JCM still won 50-12. And then last week, making the roadie out to Onega and coming away with a 26-8 victory against an Onega team that, again, JCM not overly familiar with because Onega a little ways away. They play in the TVL, I believe, and they're a team who's kind of bounced between 8-man and 11-man football over the last, you know, few cycles.
So that said, both teams are now out of the locker rooms and getting out of the field, getting a little warm-ups done, and we'll get ready to go with the second half of this one. Normally, right now, we preview the Benedictine game for tomorrow and what the Ravens are up to and where we're going to be, but the Ravens aren't up to anything, so neither will we be up to anything, as Benedictine, along with the entire Heart of America Athletic Conference, will be enjoying an off day. It is the annual bye week in the middle of the schedule.
Tomorrow, I'm going to drive by and see you just out in the yard kicking a little can around, and Oscar just looking at you guys like he's lost.
I'll probably be up at Wilcox Stadium just looking around if they're wondering where everybody went.
So, but no worries. Next week, we have a full week of football again. Next Friday night, we're going to be at Amelia Earhart Stadium as Atchison will be back home. It will be, senior night, right?
Yeah,
for the first time they've been home in a few minutes. And then next Saturday afternoon, a 1 o'clock kickoff, is we're going to make a trip across 70. And this time we won't be able to come back any other way than 70, as we'll be over at exit 103 and go to Fayette. Now, Benedictine will play Central Methodist next.
Yeah, talk about next Friday. Of all the teams that we have seen and followed, if we have ever seen Parsons, it's been way long ago, and I'm not sure we have. We've played the Girards, and we've played, you know, the Colgans, and we've played, you know, a lot of teams from the southeast part of the state, but I'm not sure we've had Parsons.
Yeah, Atchison played Parsons, but yeah, we've probably not covered them before, so the Parsons Vikings.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun to see a team that we're totally unfamiliar with, having not seen them. So that will be the Phoenix opponent next Friday as they try to bounce back.
Parsons is either, I'm going to get this wrong, I feel like they're at Frontenac tonight, but it could be Neodesha. So, anyway, yeah. So next week we'll get one new team and then a team that Benedictine fans are very familiar with, Central Methodist, for many years.
We'll have the Eagles on with Benedictine next week from Fayette, Missouri. So, something to look forward to a little bit there, and
we're rapidly approaching week 9.
Yeah?
Isn't it wild how fast the season has gone to this point?
Yeah, and I still am uncomfortable with not knowing what week nine brings. I kind of like to know. He got on the schedule, it's like, I don't know. Not only do these teams don't know, nobody knows. Nobody knows week 9.
Okay. Both these teams took every last moment that they could to do their warm-ups for the second half. As both teams kind of looked up, and that clock was all the way down to about 10, and they said, oh, we better race towards our sidelines and get set for the second half of action.
Did you win the 50-50?
Did not.
Okay.
Which is not a surprise.
You got to play to win?
You know, that makes a difference.
Yeah, anyway, great crowd here. Loads of seating. With people turn out to support these ball clubs. Again, we mentioned senior night here for Jefferson County North High School. And as JCN had taken, if you've got to go clear back to 7 o'clock, they had taken the kickoff to begin the ball game, went 3 and out. That was the last time that happened. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now they will be kicking off to begin the third quarter.
Scored on the next 5 possessions.
Yeah.
You do know that's today, right?
Oh, yeah. I read it this morning.
Oh, even better.
Heck, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday to Jacob Quinn.
I'm not going to
reveal the age.
No. Young at heart, at least.
At heart. There we go. I like that one.
Yeah. All right, here we go. JCN boots it away. and we're back underway. End over end, fielded at the 21-yard line this time. Dancing left to the 30. Nice job of eluding the first defender. And three more Chargers come over to bump the return man out of bounds, and it'll bring up a first and 10. So here comes the Dragon offense. So for Valley Falls, it'll be first and 10. They're going to spot this down 42-yard line. That's pretty good field position to begin their initial series of the second half. And looking out on the field to see, it's going to be Grant Meyer back. And if you remember, in the late going of the first half, Valley Falls switched up at the quarterback spot.
Yeah. We've seen a couple separate players play the quarterback position tonight for Valley Falls.
Yeah, but Grant is in there right now. He's going to hand off on an end around that will never get to the end and never make it around, and going to lose about 6 yards back to the 35-yard line. Stretched it out, and there was just no opportunity to ever get to the edge and find a sealed corner to get up and make it a second down call. Second and long for Valley Falls. Just underway here in the second half. The crowd is pretty chill right now. Kind of quiet.
Nope.
Yeah, chill out light.
We just did half while we were just standing here.
All right, here we go for a second down call from inside now their own 40-yard line for the Dragons. Quarterback Grant Meyer takes a snap, retreats two steps, fires one over the middle, and a diving catch. And is it going to be caught? Yeah, across the 45-yard line, just short of the 46. Going to his knees, Carter Pickerel makes the catch right at the grass top. No, they're going to wave it off. Oh, they're going to say incomplete. I thought he pulled that thing in.
It's just
third down.
Spent a lot of time looking at each other, and I think it was one of those. No, we didn't. So
it's got to be one of those things. If you're not sure he caught it, then he didn't catch it. Is that how it works?
Yes.
So make it a third down and 12. Still at their own 38-yard line. Valley Falls with the football. I would love to get a nice series underway to begin the second half. Play clock counting down. QB is back to throw. Launches one deep. Airs it out. And it's going to be way over the head of everyone. And I think the attendant receiver over there may have pulled up a little bit with that.
I'm not sure he didn't get kept on, maybe, because kind of limping around there for a little bit. It's that time got a little tangled up in some traffic. It'll fall incomplete and bring up a fourth down.
So if your Valley Falls, what do you do here? Do you go ahead and punt it away, or do you leave the offense out here trailing early in the third quarter at 34-0?
Probably go for it.
Well, they're certainly huddled up like they're going to leave the offense on the field, and they break the huddle, looking like they got the offense on the field. Now, remember, we did have a quick kick effort. It was not ultimately a quick kick, but we had an effort at one early in the game. Fourth down and about 13. QB's back. Lobs one near side, and it's going to be too long and too far and out of the reach of everyone, and the intended receiver over there, Carter Pickerel, doing his flat best. And Gus, is he being covered by a lineman over here? Was that Cohen Davinsky?
Yeah, so what happened was he had done a drag all the way from the right, and he was just stretching all the way across the field. And then we were going to just try to pop it over the top and see if maybe you could catch him rolling downfield and pass a little too far out in front of him. Ball's incomplete, and for JCN, familiar starting field position is inside the Valley Falls 40 at the 38.
Here come the Chargers, first down. They're going to shift two receivers, tight end and a wingman to the right side, but the handoff is going to go to Mary. Puts his head down, powers forward, 35 to the 30. He's going to pick up a first down around the 27-yard line. That was just an aggressive downhill power run. Merrick Knoll picking up another 11 or 12 yards. Now wide to the left side for JCN. We're going to get Christopher Knoll. We'll fill a slot to the left. And again, wing right. And again, they're going to hand it off to Merrick into the right side of the line. He puts his head down and just goes headlong into a defender who stops him at the 23 after a 4-yard pickup.
That time Duncan Alvarenga is going to be credited with the stop right there.
Duncan's played hard. He's had a nice game this evening.
We're about 31 minutes away from the moonrise tonight.
But it's particularly dark. We're, what, 3 or 4 days now, probably after the full moon? So
we're down to 80% illumination, if you were wondering.
Quarterback is back, goes under the miss. Got to be caught at the 10, at the 5, dragging a defender into the end zone. Touchdown. The defender grabs the JCN receiver by the arm, but he is not able to stop him from going into the end zone, and the Chargers, Christopher Noel was the scorer.
You don't see that one every day.
Yeah, Christopher Noel will be the first player tonight with 2 touchdowns.
Remember the old Stretch Armstrong toy where you grab it and just pull on the arm? I was getting that vibe here. Here's a 2-point conversion to the pass over the middle. It's going to be up, and it is going to be good. And we're going to get a time on the field. The pass caught by Merrick Noel. The break coming with 10 minutes to go in the third. It is now Jeff North, 42, volleyball scoreless.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Football on a Friday night. Well, that's just how it's meant to be. Isn't it a beautiful evening? It is absolutely perfect mid-October autumn evening. And if you're a JCN fan especially, it's even better as the Chargers undefeated on the season. And with just inside 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, they enjoy a 42-0 lead. Here's the kick away. It's going to be taken by Colin Kearney. He's got it at the 20. They'll go with a little reverse back to the right side, 25 at the 30. And bouncing up the far sideline, going to be Duncan Alvarenga. I guess we just keep talking about Duncan because he just keeps being in on the plays. Where there's something happening, you find Duncan.
Yeah, and he's going to get that ball out to the 36. And JCN, I feel like, is going to spot him about 15. And when it's all said and done, this ball should start probably on the JCN side of the field.
It's got to be real close. The personal foul, the penalty, whatever they're going to call this, is going to advance the football, as you said, goes to right up around midfield with 9:47 to go in the third quarter. Yeah,
okay.
Get that thing measured up here. And
I got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
These JCN kickoffs all night have been nice. They're long, great kickoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
JCN has never really been a team to kick PATs.
No. And the kicks have been...
I mean, that's what I'm saying is the kicks look like he could probably tee out of, you know, a PAT right there.
Here's a hand up in the backfield and nowhere for Colin Kearney to go. He's grabbed and just spun around and in. Look at the guy jumping on top of the pile and he jumps on it again.
Cash Warner is the guy who grabs the jersey and pulls Kearney to the ground, a loss on the play. We'll bring up now a second down and, what, 13?
That was a rather frantic tackling effort going on there. We're at 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Second down and about 13
in districts.
Trying to go wide to the left side. Single receiver, wide to the right. The short side of the field with one. Valley Falls with the football, looking to get that goose egg off the board. And the handoff. Oh, there's a nice hole across the 50. Breaking a tackle to the 45. Picking up a first down to the 40. Down the far sideline to the 35-yard line. That was a nice job. Because that was a patient carry. Into the right side of the line, it's first down.
Merrick Noel finally makes the stop on the play. But, yeah, you talk about that run for Valley Falls. It's patient, let the blocking kind of develop. And then he just hits the gas and gets it inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line. We'll be first and 10 for the Dragons right there. But probably their second-best player of the night right there.
Into the backfield now for the Dragons is going to be sophomore. He's a big guy. Number 2, Brody Troxel. Wings on either side. Receiver wide to the left. for your quarterback, Grant Meyer. He will hand off. Troxell goes into the middle and kind of knives his way to near the 35-yard line. He'll get a couple 3 yards on that carry straight into the middle of the line. Where J.C. and they keep rotating players
going
in and out
with the last tackle right there. Now he's going to come off the field and get a little bit of a breather.
Yep, and in for him, that's Lane Sturton, a sophomore for Coach Schneider. Second down. Valley Falls with the ball inside the Charger 40-yard line. Second down, 8. 8 minutes to go in the third. Movement on the right side of the line. They get apparently reset. No penalty. They'll hand it off, and Carney tries to get outside, slows down for the edge, and there's a gust. It's like the green wave, right?
Jesse Knoll able to chase that ball down from behind. But it was set up now, 3rd and 9 for Valley Falls, and you look out there, and Colin Carney's gotten hit quite a few times tonight. He's a little slow getting up after every play.
3rd and 9. Who's the green wave? I'm going to keep
Tulane.
Marshall. Tulane. Yeah. Marshall's the herd, right?
Thundering herd.
Yeah. 3rd down 9.
And North Texas is the mean green, right?
I think it's exactly right. 3rd down 9. And again, the handoff straight ahead. Troxell gets it to the 35-yard line. The sophomore running hard, but then after his momentum and forward progress is stopped, the defense is able to gang up and shove him backward, but they will get him to the 35-yard line where it'll bring up a 4th down, half dozen.
Callum Baker in there on the stop, a junior for Jefferson County North. And for Valley Falls, their last possession was a turnover on downs, and now they find themselves looking at a 4th and long. They're going to be eyeing up this JCN 43 defense.
Colin goes wind it to the right side. Valley Falls is also going to go wide to the left side. Quarterback Grant Meyer. He hasn't had tons of time to throw the ball in.
False start.
Motion.
I feel like he had the wide receiver 2 yards downfield. I mean, if the Eagles can, you know, have guards down the field on the tush push, you might as well do it on a 4th down.
And that receiver probably thought to himself, I got a pretty good chance of being the target for this. I'm going to get down there and get myself in a good spot.
Might have been the only guy in the pattern on it, really.
4th and 12.
So the 4th down is going to go now just beyond the 40-yard line. 4th down and 12. Dragons at the JCN 40. 6 minutes to go. We're mid-third quarter. 42-0. Chargers out front. Valley Falls working desperately trying to get the goose egg off. The handoff, Troxell on 4th down. He'll get a few, but not enough. And onto the field will come the JCN offense. Let's see if we recognize all of the numbers and all of the players in the offensive unit right now. It will still be, it looks like, the original group. I've got Will Elias out there running the ball club. Nick Cahill is going to be at one receiver spot. And for a little bit, we had Rex Furman in there. But now they're going to bring the freshman, Cash Warner, into the game. Wide to the right side. Might be Jack Kearns out here. 1st and 10. Chargers with the football. Handoff running back. Goes into the middle. Spins 360. Look at that nice run. 40, 45-yard line. Close to the 1st down. It's going to go Nick Cahill.
Yeah, Nicholas Cahill doing a great job running a couple spins and then kind of dives forward. He's going to be near the 1st down, but they're going to say about a yard short. Let's call it 2nd and 1 for Jefferson County North right there.
I know great running backs can, and I see him do it all the time, but I would think that running a full tilt, getting hit and spinning 360 and being able to maintain directional stability and going the right way when you come out of that can't be that easy. Here's a handoff into the backfield and a great second effort. Picks up the 1st down beyond midfield and at the 46-yard line. It's going to be another Charger 1st and 10. Jack Kearns carries it again.
I had a running backs coach once that talked about spins. He said, hey, don't worry about him. There are many other things you can do. He said, show me a stiff arm. Show me a soft shoulder,
show me some other things before you start showing me a spin move.
Start spinning around out there. I always like the little sidestep, you know, a little juke. Get that defender going the wrong way. Here's a handoff to Mitchell, and he will get across the 45-yard line.
And that's called a shallow cut.
That's called taking a shoulder really hard by the defender.
So with 4:45 left here in this third quarter of play, JCN's going to have it looking at a 2nd and 7.
We got
being very deliberate on this drive.
Got old Dawson Lindsay in the ball game. He's going to be wind to the left side. 2nd down long. Snap back. Quarterback will keep it. Will go straight ahead and
maybe two.
Yeah, a couple. Still short of the 40-yard line. Helped to his feet by the Valley Falls defender out there. And that is Chance Martins with the tackle.
This is 4-down territory in case you weren't aware.
I suspected as much.
Rex Farming going to check back into the ball game for JCN. We're also going to bring a couple more starters into the game. You're going to see Brady Van Dyke in there and also Christopher Knoll on this 3rd down call.
When you go to put together your all-conference teams or your all-district teams and you put down the list of guys I want on my club, Rex is way up high on my list. Here's a handoff. The defender loses his helmet. Run goes up the field, across the 40, inside the 35, picking up a 1st down to the 31-yard line. Carrying the ball for the Chargers. How about Christopher Knoll, the junior?
Yeah, do we have a face mask probably right there?
I don't know. Helmet got ripped off.
Yeah.
So foul face.
He reached back and he twisted with his hand, and that's what popped that chin strap off. I was like, it looked like he extended the hand, but then he kind of gave it that half a twist when the helmet came off.
Okay, are you granted grace if you lose your helmet by having it ripped off by an opponent? You normally, if you lose your helmet, you got to go out for a play.
Yeah, it's just still coming off.
You're still coming out. Okay, I didn't know if there was, you know, if there was extenuating circumstances being as somebody yanked it off your head.
So much of it. Sorry.
Here we go. That penalty. Going to be assessed, and the yardage marked off, and so for Jefferson County North, the ball is going to be back at their own 41-yard line. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. JCN 3rd down, 22, 23 yards to go. QB's back, launches one over the middle. Oh, Furman, what a catch! 50, 40, down to the 30-yard line. Rex Furman, and Gus, so gracefully, he reaches up, takes that thing over the shoulder on the run, hauls it in and goes.
You know, the one thing that maybe we don't give enough credit to is that pass right there by Will Elias.
Nice touch, man.
Just load it out there and allow Rex to go up. So many times guys want to put just too much on it and tip that ball by. I mean, but he floated that up there perfectly for Rex to rip it out of the air.
1st down 10, handoff Merrick. He goes to the 30. Down to the 25, give him a half a dozen on a 1st down, ramble into the left side of the line. We go inside, 3 minutes of play in the third quarter. JCN with the football, with the momentum, and more importantly, with a 42-0 lead.
Hayden leads Holton 46-14 just before the end of the third quarter of that game.
Bill Arnold's team plugging right along the season there. JCN, as this handoff goes to the right side, inside the 20 for another character 1st down, JCN is one of not too many still undefeated teams across the state of Kansas. And I believe Hayden is also in their division. They are also one of those undefeated clubs, right?
Yep. Get you that full list here in just a second.
Perfect. 1st and 10. Here come the Chargers. They got a little head of steam now. They got a little momentum going. And now they are moving the ball briskly. 1st down call at the 16-yard line. Handoff, right side, Merrick bounces off the first guy, gets stood up. Penalty marker comes flying in from deep in the secondary.
Yeah, you talk about undefeated teams still in the state of Kansas. Well, in Class 1A, there are 6 of them remaining, 2 of them in this district. You've got Jackson Heights and JCN still undefeated. Marion, Smith Center, St. Mary's Colgan and the Black Bears of Sterling are the undefeated teams remaining in Class 1A. You talked about Hayden. They are one of 7 in Class 3A. Andale, Holcomb, Hugoton, Rock Creek, Santa Fe Trail, Scott City, and Hayden, all undefeated teams.
You think there's not a lot of anticipation for the final scheduled game of the year on the 24th when Jackson Heights hosts JCN? Wow. We'll talk about that more when we return, but we're going to get a timeout of the field. It stops the clock with just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're in Winchester. It's Jefferson County North 42. Valley Falls, nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you here at Riley Field. We're at 2:09 to go in the third quarter. We're getting set to get back to action. 42-0. JCN looking to notch their sixth win of the year with no losses. Chargers are up over to football. Here comes Valley Falls off the far sideline, and they're breaking the huddle over there. Here we go. We'll see what the Chargers have up their sleeve with Will Elias taking a snap. Hands off. Nothing too out of the ordinary. Handed off to Knox Heston, who just gets behind some good blocking on the right side of the line. Rumbles inside the 15. It will be down at the 14-yard line, second down 9.
Hey, does baseball still being played this time of year? Did you know that?
Are they still playing yet tonight?
Is it still on? Middle of the sixth, Detroit leads Seattle 2-1.
Second down call. Snap back. QB's going to keep it this time. Hit it for the left side. And a big old lineman just jumps on Will Elias' back. Will's able to cart him for a couple of steps, but the crushing weight brings him to the ground. Third down, about 6.
That time, Dylan Herring, a senior for Valley Falls, makes the stop on the play. With a minute 18 left here in the third quarter, JCN will have it 3rd and 6.
QB takes the ball. It's close between his feet. It's rolling on the ground. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Going to be hit. Going to be sacked outside the 20-yard line.
That time getting in the backfield for Valley Falls. You had Tucker Edmonds and Brody Troxel. Both of those guys combined for the stop on the play. And JCN's got a player a little slow to get up, and they'll be looking up for them.
So for the Chargers here, they go out, and the player's coming off under his own power. Jeff's out there going, "Are you all right?" He says, "Of course I'm all right." You ever have a player tell you, "I'm not all right"? You got to be really hurt before they tell you, "I'm not all right."
Now, it's going to be interesting to see what Coach Schneider does right here. Well, because he's looking now at a 4th and 15, and he's going to have to bring in a different quarterback for this play. So the question was going to be, does he utilize a timeout so he can change his personnel?
And they're going to have Merrick take the direct snap. Aren't they? Yeah. Maybe. A whole lot of confusion. Coach Snyder.
Yeah, there are 10.
Reluctantly.
I heard somebody yell, "Coach, we only have 10.
Coach Snyder reluctantly calls a timeout. We will take it.
You guys hear it?
39 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's still JCN in front of Valley Falls, 42-0.
Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility. Now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
Hot Country, 93.7.
Do you have an item you'd like to sell or a garage sale you'd like to promote? Let us know. Simply write a description of your item or sale in 20 words or less. Bring it by the radio station with $5 exact cash. We'll announce the sale once after the noon sports on Thursday around 12:15, then again the following Saturday morning around 6:50. Remember, 20 words or less. and $5 exact cash, and we'll take care of the rest on your local radio station, KAIR.
Here we go. Coming out of the timeout from the 20-yard line of Valley Falls. Quarterback is back to throw for JCN. Rolling. Chase out of the pocket. Thinking about running. Now makes a late throw. Caught at the 10. A great move into the middle to the 5. Down to the 3. The 2. The goal line. Touchdown Chargers. On what might have been a broken play for JCN. It was Brody Van Dyke who had come in to quarterback the ball club. He hits Christopher Noel, a sophomore quarterback, the junior receiver. I guess JCN finds yet another way to score a touchdown tonight.
Oh, that was a great job by Brody Van Dyke to just keep that play alive. And then, you know what I liked about it the most was, instead of really trying to force the ball downfield and into the end zone, he just flares it out into the flat and lets his player make a play.
Now, Will's back in for the two-point conversion effort. Rolls right, looks right, rolling, throwing, and it is too long and too high and out of bounds, and we're taking a timeout. That is the end of the third quarter. With that score, we'll be back. It's now Jefferson County North 48, Valley Falls nothing.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter, and Gus, life is full of questions, and the one question remaining tonight is, will JCN throw another shutout here this evening? I think that's
probably
the
biggest question.
Last of the questions.
Biggest question left this evening.
We've been talking about it all night. JCN has already shut out 3 opponents and have only given up 20 points in the first 5 games. Here's a kickoff. It is high. It is short. It's going to be taken by an up man at the 40-yard line, up to the 45. And that time it was a
great field position for Valley. Carter Pickerel on the kick return right there for Valley.
It is first and 10.
Riddle me this.
Big Ten,
it's a Big Ten matchup, right?
I know you love that conference.
Rutgers and Washington.
Yeah.
Nothing like the New Jersey State School versus Washington State School in the same conference.
Surely.
Playing a Friday night conference game.
Rutgers is covering that, right?
As long as we get over 60 and a half points.
Fair enough.
Because Coach Pops, you know.
Gotta love it.
The Huskies.
First and 10, Valley. 11-11 to go in the ball game. Dragons are going to run this clock. And now here's the snap. Quarterback drops back, a little delay, drops, setting up a screen, and it will go incomplete, making a second and 10. Gus, I like the play call. I'm not sure that it developed exactly the way Coach Hofstra had in mind, but I like the screen call. You know, I'm a big fan of the screen.
You never go wrong with the screen.
Yeah.
And it's one of those plays that, especially working against an aggressive defense,
yes,
you set up the screen, you know, again, you slip one tackle, and all of a sudden, you're off for a big play.
And if the screen doesn't work, the draw will. That's the best 1-2 combo you could possibly.
But you would have about a 5-play playbook.
5 plays, and that's plenty. I would use 3 of them. Quarterback's back. He just launches one deep as a can into traffic, and it's going to be batted away, and there's pass interference at the 35.
That would have been the exotic play in your playbook is the 9.
Yes.
Right?
That's the last play on the last page right there.
Just
throw it deep and hope for the best.
And there's a note at the top of the page that says, use sparingly.
Yes. But on that play, that's exactly what they'd done there. They threw that ball into traffic, and at this point, and again, you hope for the best. You know, and they got what they were hoping to have gotten there,
If it was going to be contact, it's going to be pass interference. Now, of course, it's not like the NFL. It's not going to be spotted in there, but it's going to get him a first down.
Yeah, so they're going to take this thing all the way down to just outside the 40 and fight it down to 41. Now, a Valley Falls player got a little tangled up over there on the sideline, and he'll get up and walk off, and we're off rolling.
Here we are, rolling in deep with 9:20 to go in the ball game. And a 48-0 JCN lead here on senior night. Here comes the Valley Falls offense. And again, they go with that double wing. Love a double wing kind of an offense this way. Snap, handoff, running back, straight ahead, middle of the line, nothing. He just ran into the line, and he ran into all of those green jerseys. They were not pushed back. And here's the deal. Those JCN guys got... They aren't
Kyle.
A big assignment, but you don't seem like you're able to push them off the line of scrimmage.
Callister Wagner in there also. Kyle Burnett in on the stop for JCN. No gain on the play. It'll bring up now a second and 10.
So LaPaul knows just right up to the Charger 40-yard line. And we're down to just over 8.5 to go in the contest. Long count. Valley Falls being very patient, well coached. Handoff left side, picking up the little yardage inside the 40, down to maybe the 37-yard line. Nice 4-yard pickup. Third down, and guess you're in 4-down territory. So this makes it third and manageable. Not the third down is getting you the first down, but it's going to get fourth down in a reasonable kind of a distance frame.
Lane Sturton will check in, a sophomore for JCN. He'll anchor down one of those defensive tackle positions on this 43 defense for the Chargers.
For Valley Falls, guys, it just doesn't get any easier. Next week.
Jackson Heights next week?
They're home with Jackson Heights. Third down, 7.
But then that has to finish him with Horton?
That would have him finishing at Ridge.
Okay, Ridge.
And here's a marker flying. I think it was thrown about 10 or 15 yards downfield. So, yeah, for Valley Falls, their final three, their final games are going to be next week at Jackson Heights and then at Pleasant Ridge on the 24th. And, of course, we don't know about week 9. JCN will have McLeod here and then travel to Jackson Heights on the 24th.
You know, that's a nice schedule for JCN, though. It's a year where you do get McLeod, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it doesn't hurt. It's 7 miles, right, though?
Yeah.
At the end of three quarters, Riverside leading Troy tonight 21-0. That was the game that was scoreless at half.
Third down.
That's a short roadie
for Valley Falls. That's not bad. They're down at about 13, maybe 14, just inside the 45-yard line. Cornerback's back, fires a bullet over the middle. It's going to be caught. And reaching out to try to pick up that first down. I love the effort on that play. There's a guy who wants the first down. Grady Smith stretches that thing out. And I don't think the official gave him a real generous spot on the ball, but he's going to leave his team looking at a fourth down long three here.
Looking to break that plane with the football?
You betcha. I like the fact that he's thinking about it. I like the fact that he wants it, and he's willing to try hard to get there. Fourth down and 3. Halfway through the fourth quarter now.
And for Valley Falls, this might be their chance.
Here it is. Some schools are ending the third quarter. We are 5:50 to go in the game here tonight. Back to throw again. Fourth down call. Looking deep. Throwing deep. Left side jump ball broken up at the 5 and incomplete. And the defender down there, Gus, never turns around, never looks back. Callum Baker is just hands up.
Yep. He just put his hands straight up in the air, never made contact with the receiver. That was a nice play for that young defensive back out there for JCN. We do have another end of third quarter score. Hiawatha leading Oskaloosa tonight, 56-6.
That's a good defensive play. I mean, you're kind of face guarding, but yet, you know, you're not interfering. You just kind of get in the way of the balls, basically what that play was. And it worked really well. 5 minutes to go in a game here.
And here comes the Charger offense. First and 10 of their own 34.
Which one's that Hiawatha? Wyatt, isn't it, Giroux?
Yeah.
So it's Wyatt, Cody, and Zach.
Yeah. I think that's right. First and 10. Here's the Chargers. Hands off right side. Starting in. Never got beyond maybe the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard. Not much more than that. Second down, 9. So Jefferson County North will continue to be in that undefeated conversation. Play coming in from the near sideline. Brody is out there. Brody Van Dyke going to run the club here for the duration. Takes a snap, hands off right side, and line of scrimmage, and trying to push a little forward, but a duo of defenders get up there, and there's just not going to be a lot more space for Riker Gigston, sophomore running back. So here we go, third down, about 7.
Talked about one of those undefeated teams in Class 1A with Sterling. Well, Sterling having zero issues with Conway Springs tonight. 40-13, Sterling.
Here's the thing. If you're a really good team early in the year, you're probably a really good team all the way through the year. And so, yeah, that's how that's rolling. Third down, 7. Here are the Chargers. Brody goes up, takes a high snap, hands off into the middle, breaking the first tackle, but running into a whole lot of white jerseys. Getting pushed back, and there will be maybe the gain of a yard. It'll bring up a fourth down. And JC will have a decision to make. Do you punt on fourth down and 6 at your own 35? And the answer is going to be in the affirmative. We're going to have a valley, or a player down for Valley Falls. A little slow to get up. And the official's going to stop play for a moment as Jeff and the other trainers are going to dash out there.
So what we've decided, JPN's perfect record is safe. Sterling's perfect record is safe. Hayden's perfect record is safe to this point.
Yeah.
What, Andale? Mm-hmm. Leading Smoky Valley by 60 in the third quarter.
That's
probably safe.
Probably safe.
Now hold on. Marion, right?
Who was our 6A school? It was safe.
Who was the Capen?
Yeah. Was that Cape?
No, oh. Mays.
Yeah, there you go.
Capen is the only undefeated team left in 4A.
On fourth down, the snap back and the Charger punt. Oh, that's a really good one. It'll be taken off a bounce at the 20-yard line. Going to the left side, Kearney gets to the 30, hit from behind to the 35-yard line. And Valley Falls will come out of the field for their final possession of the game with 2.5 minutes to play.
We do have a 1A team who's on the verge of losing their perfect season, and that's Marion. Marion is trailing Mound Ridge at the end of three quarters, 14-0. So,
you've been to Marion.
Have I?
Yeah, you didn't know it.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's west of Topeka, I take it?
It's west of Topeka. It's
west
straight
of
south. You remember when we went to Pilsen?
Mm-hmm.
It's straight south of Pilsen, about, 8 or 10 miles. So there you go.
So it's almost in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
No.
If it's
beyond,
west of Topeka, south of Lawrence. It's almost Oklahoma.
See, we were at Hillsboro, Tabor.
Ooh.
It's all out in that kind of the neck of the woods there.
I learned where Southwestern College is this weekend.
Did you? Never been to Winfield before?
Don't plan on it either.
They got the Jinx, the cat that runs around in the gymnasium.
I'm going to tell Joel that I like that number 3 ranking. It means that you don't have to travel
stay
to some of
home.
Those places.
Yeah, stay at home. First down play is going to result in the loss of a yard. Second down and 11 for Valley.
For Valley Falls.
Two snaps left.
Right. I'm just going to go right there that, you're looking at 2 more plays left here tonight.
Probably going to take their time. The turn. Oh, a little misdirection, the hit in the backfield, and the TFL
in the tackle for loss right there to Wyatt Silver, the junior linebacker, able to make the hit on the play, and we're down to the last 50 seconds of this ballgame, which means Valley Falls is going to have one more snap tonight.
Here's the thing for Valley Falls, got to give props. The young guy carrying the ball right there was tackle for a loss, but the freshman
Benton Heinen getting out there on the field and getting a little PT tonight.
Now into the ball game, Abraham Lawler, a freshman defensive back for JCM.
Because I have a soft spot for the freshmen and the guys who aren't starting. You know, they practice as hard, maybe harder than some of the starters do. You know, they're out there working. They need to get a little time. They need to get out on the field. And so I'm always very pleased when that happens. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in Winchester, Jefferson County North 48. Volleyball's nothing, and we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back here to Riley Field, campus of Jefferson County North High School. We're in Winchester, Kansas for tonight. Yes, Jefferson County North goes to 6-0 on the season. They go to 5-0 in the Northeast Kansas League and go to 3-0 in district play with an impressive win here tonight over the visitors from Valley Falls on senior night. JCN scored a lot of different ways, and just most impressively, they scored with a lot of different athletes. They got a lot of guys in the end zone tonight.
Yeah, and you talk about the guy who got in there the most tonight. That was Christopher Knoll. He had a touchdown reception, two of them from 23 yards, and a 20-yard reception from Brody Van Dyke. Nicholas Cahill had a one-yard run. Will Elias to Brody Van Dyke from 22 yards out. Will Elias to Rex Berman from 5 yards out. So Will Elias tonight, 4 passing touchdowns. Christopher Knoll, 3 receiving touchdowns. Brody Van Dyke, 1 passing touchdown this evening. Sprinkle in a couple runs from Merrick Knoll and Nicholas Cahill, and it was a good night for JCN.
Yeah, so the Chargers are now out of the field, huddled up around head coach Jeff Schneider, and he's got a good veteran quality coaching staff, and that always helps. There are so many components to putting together a good season, and undefeated seasons are even a step above good seasons. They are extraordinary, and it takes a lot of different facets to make that happen, and JCN has put together a whole lot of those, and it paid off this evening with a nice win for them. Hey, tomorrow, the Benedictine Ravens with an open date, as does the entire Heart of America Athletic Conference, BC, and the rest of the Heart. No game tomorrow. We'll be back with the Ravens a week from tomorrow from Fayette, Missouri, as they will be hosted by Central Methodist before coming home, week after that for homecoming. Well, thank you for having joined us here this evening. Once again, the final score in Winchester, Jefferson County North 48, Valley Falls nothing. Until we greet you next time, Joseph in the studio, can't get it any better than him. Joseph, thanks so much. For Gus here in the booth, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.